daily the subjects that are given in the world meditation hour.
Hare Vishv ki atmaon mein vishesh brahman atmaon ke liye bahut.
These topics are very useful.
Guidance ka.
And these topics are the guidance, support for guiding for all the Brahman souls.
कि परिस्थितियों के पास रहने वाला है.
Today's special topic is the one who
issues के लिए कारण
crossed, who is
the one who is हम बच्चों को
detached from all the situations. He is the protector.
भिन्न भिन्न रूप से ये बात स्पष्ट इशारे के रूप में दी है.
Baba has given us in many forms, in clear way, that child, you are the support of this whole world. You are the image of support. So that is why every action of us and our whole life, it's in mirror for all the souls.
जिसमें वो अपनी प्रतिमूर्ति स्पष्ट देख सके.
इन विच यू कैन सी देयर ओन रिफ्लेक्शन.
प्रेरणा प्राप्त कर सके.
एंड थ्रू दिस थ्रू द मिरर दे कैन गेट इंस्पायर्ड दैट व्हेनेवर सच सिचुएशन कम्स टू अस व्हाट कैन वी डू.
बाबा ने हम बच्चों को कहा है.
बाबा हैज सेड टू अस
कोई भी परिस्थिति जब आती है
whatever may be the situation,
तो उसका कारण क्या होता है?
What is the reason behind it?
कोई भी परिस्थिति का
situation, the reason behind the situation, the birth of the situation, from where does it occur from?
कि जहाँ हमारे कमजोर स्वभाव संस्कार
wherever there is use of our own old character behavior, from there the situation will arise. Like we see in this old world, consider that if anyone comes into rage when they are speaking to someone, and when they come into anger, and due to the anger they cannot control themselves, and due to the uncontrolling nature, such words come from the mouth that they will be like arrows to the one who is in front. And the friend person is also of the same situation, that he is also weakness, he is also having his own weakness. Then how can he learn? And one person becomes the instrument to raise the situation. So the essence is that the situation raises when we are bonded to the situation, when we are bonded to the weakness and our old behavior. The reason behind is we become indulged because we did not become conquered over the sense organs. That is the reason the same situation occurs. So that is the reason, if the situation, many situation comes at once, then that behavior will come out. This is why Baba says, so always keep attention on our own behavior and संस्कारास.
ये प्रयोग में नहीं आना चाहिए.
ऑलवेज हैव एन अटेंशन दैट दिस बिहेवियर शुड नॉट बी यूज्ड एंड आई हैव टू कॉन्क्वर विक्टोरियस ऑन द ओल्ड बिहेवियर. देन इफ यू कीप एन एम देन एवरीथिंग बिकम्स नेचुरल.
ऐसे समय पर जब हम अपने
whenever time comes, whenever we get time, if we stay in the churning of knowledge, so Baba says that द मोर यू चर्न नॉलेज देन नेचुरली
धीरे धीरे वो संस्कार हमारे पावरफुल बनते जाते
स्लोली दट चर्निंग संस्कार दट चर्निंग विल बिकम अवर संस्कार इट विल मेक पावरफुल संस्कार एंड इट विल मेक अस फ्री मेक अस इजी टू गेट अक्रॉस ओवर द सिचुएशन एंड इट बिकम्स सो पॉसिबल दैट अदर्स ऑल्सो गेट इंस्पायर्ड and by looking it as even others get inspired that it's very easy to get over the situation
tab baba ne kaha ki itni powerful cheez jo hame prapt hui hai
so this is why baba said that we got a such powerful thing with us that is the power of knowledge treasure of knowledge the more we churn this knowledge we get such sanskaras and they get determined and on the base of the determination there will be change in our behavior
knowledgeful hone se
the more knowledgeful the by becoming more knowledgeful what is the benefit biggest benefit that whenever any situation builds in front of us that is whenever it comes in front of us and whenever we see a situation as the situation comes in front of us a question raises that what has happened why it has happened why how it has happened where it has happened so like this many questions why where how such questions will raise this is why on the Milan day baba has asked us to put a full stop
aur agar question mark khade ho gaye
if that you won't keep a full stop if you keep a question mark then the waste will increase and many obstacles will also come this is why if you won't keep full stop and if you go on asking question one after two then third one and that is why baba said that then you go into the elaboration of the situation elaboration of the matters and once you get into that web it is impossible to come out so become a form of essence the more it is easy to become a form of full stop so to become a form of full stop better not to go into elaboration so whatever happened is happened what I should do now just keep full stop go towards a solution this is why baba said many times said that don't go into reasons this is the reason that is the reason so whoever establishes the situations if you ask from that person why the situation has come then he definitely tells some or other reason this is the reason that is why the situation has come like that so never any human being can accept their mistake if they cannot accept a mistake then definitely he look after some or other excuses so the more elaboration will go into the excuses and the power of intellect will go into the waste so the more excuses if you look after more excuses then definitely there will be also you can also look after the solutions because we do have intellect right so that is the reason baba says that don't search about excuses but to go for a solution to keep a full stop what solution can be there if the intellect has a capability to search for excuses then it do have ability to search for solution if we go excuse and a solution are in complete different directions, opposite directions. If once the energy of mind, if the efficiency of the mind is used towards an excuses, then we cannot turn the intellect towards solution, and we start considering ourselves as incapable. So that is why Baba said, never look after excuses, always have solutions, and you do get 10 more solutions and the most qualified solutions, and that are only solutions for you, but also they become a support of solutions for others too. So always take a decision that in which way I have to take my intellect, either through the excuses or through the solutions. That is why Baba asked that never think about problems or excuses, but always have solutions. All over the world, people are thinking about so many questions, so many excuses, that their intellect never goes towards solutions. That is why even if we give a small solution to them, then they say that, what good thing you have said, what an excellent thing you have said. We used to think differently, we never thought like you. So this is our responsibility. According to current time, it is our responsibility. Day after day, situations are going to be worsened. They never be clarified, because everyone's sanskaras have become so much tamopradhan, and due to that use of tamopradhan sanskaras, because of nothing good will come from that tamopradhan sanskaras. There will be no solution from them. This is why on Milan Day, Baba has said about purity, right? What Baba has said. The definition that Baba has given about purity is that be above the old sanskaras. Be detached from the old sanskaras. If someone is indulge in their own sanskaras, then for that Baba has given a definition of purity, that always have good wishes and good feelings at any time. If they are thinking more negative and making the situation and time more worsen, so this good feelings and good wishes will work a lot. So this is like becoming a supporter, becoming the one who makes them across the situations. Situations will never be calmed down. They will arise more. But what is the stage of our purity? So Baba has said that the power of purity should be such that even if a tamopradhan soul will come in front of you, then they should feel themselves like I am indulging in the sanskaras. So if we start doing parmat, if we are in others' direction, we have a wrong vision. If we talk wrong about them, then that is not purity. So what the situation may be, so always become a good thinker. That is one is called as the supporter, to come across the situations. So you are the one who give who rescue them or who always make them so be the one who always think about good about them. This is called as purity of power, power of purity. Everyone knows the situation of the world, but in this situation, whatever may be the situation, what form mine should be there? What should be my form? So apply every knowledge in a proper way. At this time, it's very important. Second thing Baba has said that whenever a situation comes, to become away from the situation and also to pull others from that situation. So this is the thing that we have to go into silence and think that what power is needed to pull oneself and others from the situation. So do I need a power of tolerance? Do I need a power to face? Do I need a power to cooperate or give cooperation? Which power do I need from among eight powers? Which power I need to experiment? And being in silence and being detached from the situation, being a detached observer, think that I have to use this power. Among the eight powers, I can be out of the situation and make others also out of the situation. And as Baba has said that, invite your powers. That powers definitely come. But how to invite the powers, that also Baba has said. Be in that self-respect, be in seat in your self-respect seat, then invite the powers. Then the powers will listen to you because there is a power of seat. Even in the world, the one who sits on a seat and give an order, then everyone will obey it. If he comes out of the seat, no one will obey it. So this is the same thing that happens to you. If any situation comes, it has come. Then, now to come out of that situation, which power is to be needed? By being in silence and detached, let's look at the situation. By looking at the situation, being in silence, we can experiment any power on it. And to experiment any of the eight powers, sit in the seat of Master Almighty Authority. And you can realize by sitting in the seat of Master Almighty Authority that I need this power among eight powers. And you can experience that definitely that power will come on your invitation. And as you use that power, then easily you can get victorious over the situation and also you can pull others from the same situation. So this Baba has given us this instrument to everyone us. And along with the knowledge, Baba has given us powers, this weapon, so that you can come overcome to all the situations. And the third thing is, some situations will be like that, they do not need immediate reaction. Then next day, Amrit Vela, keep that situation in front of Baba, keep that matter, problem in front of Baba. Baba, this is the matter, this is the problem. Discuss with Baba. And by telling everything to Baba, make your mind peaceful. And then from Baba, realize that Baba's blessing hand is on me. Baba, at this time, Baba is applying victorious tilak on my forehead and giving me all the capabilities to get victorious over the situation, and saying me that, go on child, you can get victorious. And by being combined with Baba, then you can face that situation. If the Almighty authority is with you, and the one who has given you the tilak of victory, and you have experienced Baba's blessing hand on your head, and in the heart, by keeping all these things, if you face the situation to get victorious over it, you can experience victory in every step and you move forward. And it is not that you can experience yourself empty, means free of the situation, but you can pull everyone free from all the situations. So at Amrit Vela, take the blessing of taking all the powers to become capable of being victorious by making applied the tilak of victory, and by being combined with Baba, face the situation and cross over the situation. You yourself do not go across the situation, and also you yourself be rescued, and you also rescue others from the ocean of situations. So if you apply these three things in the situations, in various situations, then you definitely get victorious and come out of many situations, and easily get victorious of your own behavior and sanskaras. This is why Baba will give signals, knowledge according to the time, and if we apply that knowledge in our form, in practical form, and that way our Brahmin life, then you can experience so much entertaining Brahmin life, because every day maybe many challenges may come, many situations may come, but as you have the capability and power, you experience that there is no need to fight. You never experience that I am fighting, I am in a battle, but you experience that I am victorious over every battle. The one who is victorious on every battle, what is his or her experience? Then they will be capable, efficient to take up many responsibilities. And Baba needs such children, right? Okay, Om Shanti.